This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Slacker Show.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about sibling rivalry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We all have siblings, right?
Yeah. It is kind of funny that we have two of us are youngest, and then the other is the oldest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a hoot every day.
So you had all girls in your family. Did you have genuine rivalries? Like,
it's not so much rival, but my sisters are so book smart. They're both now so successful. Like, anesthesiologist is my sister, and my other one is an occupational therapist. Like, they went to medical school. They were salutatorian, valedictorian, honor roll,
and
like,
you
all
were
of that stuff. I was on honor roll, but I wasn't like as
locked in
grade smart, right?
Yeah.
So they got all these awards and stuff, but I always like to remind them that I got a higher ACT score. Without even trying.
And how does that play out in the grand scheme of things when it comes to tax time?
Yeah. I yell it up when I'm visiting their huge house, and I'm like, you know. Like,
hey, if I can get past security, I'm coming in.
Sure, these six bedrooms are nice, but what was your... it's not worth much, but I like to rub it in just that way, and they hate it because...
Yeah, but I don't think you had... Like, I don't know if you can have a sibling... Maybe you can. Like, we'll take calls from anybody, but it seems like sibling rivalries usually happen with your same gender.
I feel like most of the time, yeah, because that's when you feel more of the competition.
Because you steal their clothes, steal their boyfriend.
You don't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, I guarantee you. Oh, God, yeah.
No.
When we've done in the past, we've talked to people, and it's like, yeah, I slept with almost all of my, I know women who have slept with their sister's boyfriends just because it's a thing. And a lot of times they've slept with that guy because she slept with one of hers.
Mm, oh my gosh.
If you're close in age with your siblings, the good thing about me is my brothers are like 5 years apart from me, then 10 years apart from me, and then 12 years apart from me. So it's like to sleep with somebody. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But like when you have like Irish twins, like you have kids quickly, you're in the same dating pool. You didn't try to sleep with anybody?
No.
I bet your sister did then.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That happens, Aaron.
Her and her husband, high school sweethearts.
Oh. All right. Maybe middle school?
No.
I've had it before. I've had buddies who have a sister who then like has a friend over to sleep, and then that friend doesn't always stay with the sister all night.
That is
wild. Like, I've had
that
happen.
Is that sibling rivalry or is that just trampy?
I don't know what that is.
Bad friends.
Yeah, bad friends. The reason we were talking about this is some dude is suing his brother-in-law after he filled his belly button with super glue. So it's not sibling. It's adjacent sibling. It's in-law siblings.
Okay.
It's kind of funny, though.
But I mean, that reminded me of my entire childhood. Like my next oldest brother, 5 years older than me, his only job was to torture me.
Mm.
Like
Was he the one that would throw you down and like spit on you, kind of?
Yeah. Mm. Like he would watch.
Love that guy. I mean, what a jerk.
He would hold me down in like a wrestling move, and then he's watching TV while I'm stuck on the floor, and then he'd let the spit come out of his mouth and suck it back up. But his record was like, he's 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
So half the time he's just like, it's like just spitting on me, and you're like, there's no recourse for that.
Yeah, he's not holding the stakes. Like, they're not his.
No.
That he who cares if I mess up? That's bad.
So if you've done something awful to a sibling, we want to hear your story. 303-222-5423. That's where you call. That's where you text.
I'm the youngest. My brother's middle, and then my sister was the oldest. So my brother was always the favorite since he was the only boy. Unfair.
Totally fair.
So it was always between like my sister and I, and she had gotten a job at Target and she was running late for her shift. So they called our house phone. We had one of those at the time. I answer it. They're like, hey, is Kelly on her way? I'm like, no, she's sleeping. She got fired.
What?
You know you're supposed to have your sister's back on that.
I didn't. I'm not supposed to.
Vandalay Industries. Yeah. You lie. Oh my God.
I didn't lie.
No, you're supposed to lie.
Oh.
I know you didn't lie. That's the point.
Absolutely. She's on her way. She's, yeah.
Or she was just struck by lightning, or and there's a tree laying on her in the front yard. Okay. Like, you don't go like, well, no, she just literally has no respect
for tell her that they called.
So then bleary-eyed Kelly comes like wandering out and is like, yeah, I don't think you're employed anymore.
Wow. Okay.
May I read something from a sibling rivalry bulletin board?
Yes.
I slept with my sister's boyfriend.
Stop! Mm.
She cut my hair off in the middle of the night. The end.
As she should. That. Why would you ever? I will never understand that.
Why you would cut somebody's hair off?
No.
Me neither.
No. Why you would sleep with a family member's partner, whether it's ex-partner or...
It's never occurred to you to just...
No.
Dabble in the same pond?
My sister likes to make... I'm going to try to reclaim this story because she makes fun of me for it. But when I was younger, my chore was to vacuum, and we'd have to vacuum the steps, and the steps went down to the basement.
Okay.
The basement's very scary, very dark. And so as a young boy, I would do the steps, but I would make my younger sister come down and stand there while I was doing it.
Because you're scared.
I was too scared. So she likes to rub it in. So now I'm reclaiming it, saying that's not embarrassing. That's my story to share, and I'm comfortable with it.
I'm just going to say that backfired on you because I'm probably never going to forget that.
Come on.
As long as I live.
No.
One more on the bulletin board here. Found naked pictures of my brother that he took of himself. They were on the family computer. Made sure my parents found the pics.
Why?
Find Aaron.
No, I didn't share
You're
that.
You're a terrible sibling. All right, so if you've done something terrible to a sibling, we call it sibling rivalry. 303-222-5423. We're looking for stories where you did something terrible to your sibling.
But you didn't sleep with their significant other.
No, I'd like to hear some of those.
We are looking for those stories, yes.
Yes, if you're willing to do that right now, anybody I've dated... No, I don't want to sleep with any of their sisters. Okay, sibling rivalry. Patricia?
Yay.
Sibling rivalry, what happened with you?
Okay, so my brother is colorblind. And I feel bad because growing up, he would always ask me like if his outfits matched when he would...
Oh,
you know,
God.
Yeah, and when he'd go on dates, he'd ask me if his outfit matched, and I would always tell him yes, even if it didn't.
He didn't come up with like a Garanimal system or something where you write on the inside,
or like
this is blue.
Like a little thing.
So he just trusted you?
Yeah.
Okay, because why wouldn't he? You're a sister. So was he like 30 when he lost his V card?
I don't need to know that information.
Do you feel bad at all?
Of course I feel bad.
Yeah. Have you ever told him?
No.
No, he doesn't deserve to know that. All right. That's lovely. Thank you, Patricia. Rachel?
Yay.
Sibling rivalry. What happened to you?
Well, my younger sister tattled on me.
when we were kids. I was 15 and she was 13. And I was grounded, technically grounded, but I sort of used her as a cover story to go meet up with my boyfriend.
Ooh.
And she got pissed because she thought we were going to hang out. And I was like, oh, well, I was just sort of telling Dad that, you know, we were meeting up so I could meet my boyfriend. And she got pissed and she ran home and told him. And so as payback later that night, when she was sleeping, I snuck into her room and I cut her braid because she would braid her hair.
Oh, no. My God. Now that's not.
Yeah.
You were doing, like, you're wrong twice now. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a pro sister move. It wasn't like I got your back forever kind of thing, but like, you were still grounded. And then,
Well, I'm already grounded, so.
Yeah.
Did you get more grounded when they found out that you cut the braid off?
Yeah.
There's not really any, like, well, I didn't do it.
I was not thinking through, but I was like, come on, sister, you know, like, sister, like, you know, tact, like, we got to stick together. Like, you can't, you know, turn me over like that. And so I was really pissed, and I just wanted
for
revenge. I was
totally
out for
reasonable.
Revenge, so it totally clouded my judgment.
All right. Seems normal. Clara? Oh, I'm sorry, Ciara. Is it Clara or Ciara? I can't read from the... Is it
Sierra?
Sierra.
Good try.
That one. Yeah.
Sierra?
Yes.
Sibling rivalry, what happened to you? Did they mess up your name? Sorry.
No, actually, this was me on my sister.
Okay.
I filled up a balloon once filled with glitter and put it in her closet. And she didn't know what was in it and popped it. And it, I mean, you can imagine it went everywhere. All the carpet, too.
And that's stuck. It doesn't matter how many times you vacuum.
Even with a
Dyson. Yeah.
I have a Dyson animal and, like, confetti and or glitter.
I bet she's still finding it.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Why?
Why? What did she, like, are you the bully or had she done something to you first? Like, why would you do that?
I mean, it was like a tit for tat thing. We were arguing about something and it just seemed like the best move for her to never forget.
Glitter, I think, should be illegal. I don't understand.
You think?
I would absolutely take a handful of it and just go into Sierra's room and just
see, and
enjoy.
Women get away with it because it's like, oh, party, like fun. Like it's so fun and lighthearted. It's diabolical.
She hates you at this point, right?
I mean, hate's a strong word, but she never lets me forget it.
Yeah. Glitter's strong too.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we gonna do this or?
Yeah.
He's not in the room.
That's his own fault.
What?
He knows time.
Okay.
News. News.
God, you're quiet.
No, I can't. It's low.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Here's the problem. When he's not here, like, this happened a week or so ago, and you weren't in the room?
Yeah.
Then I have to do stories.
I hope you're ready. I don't know what to tell you.
All right, I'll get my poop in a group.
I'll go first to give you time.
Okay, you go first.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Welcome to the Happy Friday. Welcome to the program. A little update on a previous news story. We have an update, whatever. Harry Styles was never planning a Sphere residency. That was all a lie. It was all fake. He will not.
I changed my life for that.
So did I.
I have plastic surgery scheduled.
I started working out. I started running.
I started caring. I'm wearing a vest.
What does that have to do with Harry Styles? I don't know.
I was actually looking forward to it.
He would have crushed it.
So who made it up?
I don't know. No idea, but we all fell for it.
So it's just literally not happening.
Yeah.
Well, who said it's... He just came out and said, yeah, by the way.
It was like his publicist or someone was like, nope, it's not in the works.
All right. Well, that was fun. Are they all going to be this depressing? Because we could just stop it right here.
No, I have two more. And they're... One's medium.
You have two more?
I do. They're,
so we got to haul ass today.
Because they're fast. They're quick ones.
What
yes.
if I take one from you? Because we don't know.
Try it.
I'm going to go get some pie.
Oh. What
do you want to know why?
Why?
It's pie day!
3.14!
Yeah! Let's go!
To be honest, I forgot about it.
I know. Everyone on this stupid show forgot when it was 303 day. It is... And what it's Mario. What day was that?
That was 310. Yeah.
That's also really stupid.
Well,
it's
cute.
Me, Mario. Where's the 3 go in?
It's like the R-I-O, I think.
Okay, that's just stupid.
M-A, March, and then...
M-A-R-1-0. Oh,
yeah.
That's less bad. Okay.
It only took you 3 days to figure it out.
It is pie day. That means you're supposed to get pie. I think a lot of different places have pie deals.
Yeah.
My phone's been blowing up. Do you ever sign up for... I don't remember last time I ate at Village Inn. But I'm on their list. And so they're blowing my phone up. You get a free slice of pie if you roll in there right now.
Let's go.
But you have to order an entree and a drink.
Oh.
But like, it's pie day. California Pizza Kitchen, Burger King, Marco's Pizza, 7-Eleven Pizza Hut.
They don't have pies?
7-Eleven?
Burger King?
Burger King has something. They have pie. Cherry pie. She's mad, don't they? Like the apple pies. In the day, they had like slices of pie.
No
instead
way.
Instead of like a enclosed pie.
Like a Hot Pocket
pie?
Yeah,
that's the McDonald's version, but the Burger King one was more...
What?
Yeah, like a pie. Anyway, there's pie deals all over, so have some pie.
Mm.
Congratulations. If you got two more stories, we got to go.
Yeah. Good news. It is official. Season 4 of Ted Lasso is confirmed. Apple TV posted about it. I almost said Ted Sudeikis. What's his first name?
Jason.
Oh, no.
I've had pie. Tia! Where are you?
Help! We're drinking! No, it's actually happening. God. And it seems like Ted is returning. That was like the big speculation.
Aaron, yeah. You know I adore you. Mm-hmm. And you know Ted Lasso changed my life.
Yeah.
If Ted's not on it,
that's what that's what everyone was concerned about. Like, it seems like he is on it.
I think Nate is great.
Mm-hmm.
I think Coach Beard is great. I think they're all great, but they're all just like,
we need Ted.
I wouldn't watch Elaine and Kramer on a show.
Yeah.
I wouldn't watch. I can't do any more analogies. I'm just gonna.
Okay.
Do I have to do another one? Sure. I'll do another one. This is an update to a story we were doing the other day.
Oh.
I figured out the name of the dating app that I am joining, and I'm joining it for this weekend only. It's called Raw.
What?
It does. I know. Remember what I was saying, because I got with you, and I didn't get.
No.
Tiak! I Tinder is over.
Yeah.
Hinge is over.
Yep.
It's all gone. This is, I thought it was Colorado only, but there's other states that have it. It's Raw. It's like that thing that we used to be on, the Be Real, where it just goes like, hey, take a picture right now. And it takes a front picture and a back picture.
You did tell us about that.
That's the thing. It's called Raw.
R-A-W.
R-A-W.
Oh, wow.
So
look out for Slacker on Raw this weekend.
I'm
going to
be
on Raw
for literally this weekend.
Why this weekend? The pictures are going to be so bad. We're going to be literally bent over.
I plan on being downtown, drinking green beer and eating corned beef, and you're going to see me barfing on Raw.
Let's go.
And like, if you are attracted to that barfy smell, I'm your boy this weekend. Okay. You got time for one more? Sure.
Sure. The next one is Lizzo released a new song. She's back. I have a clip of it just to see if the Alice listeners like it, because I don't know how I feel about it. So
you're the music director here. Are you adding it?
I don't know yet. I haven't decided.
All right. So the text line is 303-222-5423. Can you be influenced?
Yeah, by absolutely. Texters? Easily.
All right. So text in if you like what you're about to hear. But if you hate it, you can say hate it. You can say anything. Just don't type the S word.
Yes.
Because the S word takes you out of our...
Stop. That's the word.
I was trying not to say the word.
The S word is a different word. I had to clarify.
Just don't type that word.
It's called still bad.
Okay.
Here's the chord. That I never get myself right off the ground. Oh, but I'm ready now.
Feeling crazy lately, baby. Let's go. Yeah. What is that? I don't need him. I need a
drink. Let's very turn funky. This plane into some champagne, baby. Like cheers, yeah, it's been a day. Might take that last light.
All right. Text in to three. Stop. Text in to 303.
No, don't text that.
Do you like Lizzo or not? I just matched with her on Raw. It's Friday. Means we're going to feel good.
Yeah.
We're going to do Feel Good Friday.
We're going to try.
We're going to tell nice stories. Tiak was out of the room for a second.
Most of the time,
oh no,
a little behind the scenes, kind of like with Non or News or Nope.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who is starting first, whether it's T-Hack or I.
I'm going first.
No, you can't do that.
I can.
Nope.
Whose name's on the show?
You didn't want it.
Today I do.
You can't just...
I can. T-Hack, while you're out of the room,
mm-hmm.
Aaron is like... So Feel Good Friday creeps up on us, even though Friday is just always there, right here, right in this spot.
I forget about it.
She forgets, right? So she doesn't have a feel good story. And so then she's panicking and she's trying to find stories. And she's like, this sucks. This is bad. I don't like this story. And
really,
I'm like,
setting the vibe.
Right. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh. And I'm like, is it a bus driver? And she goes, yeah. And I'm like, that's my story. And now we are... We are, because I don't have a backup story. I have one feel-good story that I want to tell. And if she tells this, then I don't have a story.
Texters, who should go first?
What? There's another one that I can't believe both of you are missing.
Dude, I'm just, because it's got a dog in it. It's probably got a dog in it. I always look for dog stories. But like, I've done a couple bus driver stories.
I purposely don't look for dog stories.
Yeah, because you're an a-hole.
No, because I know you're going to do a dog story.
Okay, here's the thing.
Enough dogs.
Do you hear the tone of us? It's Feel Good Friday, everyone.
Sorry, yay! I forgot again.
It's Feel Good Friday. Aaron?
Yes? You can go first. It's okay.
I'll trust you to go first, but you can't take the bus.
Maybe, should I go first and then let you two still battle it out?
Okay, so the
I'm just trying to show that I respect my elders, so, sir, you can go first.
Wow. It's Feel Good Friday, Aaron. Hack has a way where he's had a little streak, and you failed a couple times, too, where he tries to actually make us cry.
Yeah.
Feel Good Friday, but a happy cry.
Yes. Yeah.
Happy cry.
Feel good cry.
Yeah, feel good cry.
Love okay. A feel good cry.
Okay. What do you got?
I would like to tell you guys about Dr. Michael Zollicoffer, excuse me, known affectionately as Dr. Z.
Okay.
He has been, for about 40 years, he's been a beacon of kindness in his community. He's a doctor, 66-year-old pediatrician, and he's never let money stand in the way of who he cares. He's always said, just come in, get your treatment. My patients, like, always come first, whatever, like, we'll work it out.
That's beautiful.
Forget that dollar bill, he often tells his patients. Well, unfortunately, Dr. Z was diagnosed with cancer himself.
Oh,
and there was like a paperwork issue with his Medicare plan, and it left him, ironically the doctor, without insurance to cover his radiation treatment.
Shut up.
His community said, Dr. Z, we're not going to let you go out like that. And they started a GoFundMe campaign, and Dr. Z's community raised more than $229,000 to ensure that he gets the care that he needs.
That's beautiful.
A longtime patient said, Dr. Z, we will not give up on you. Dr. Z will not give up on you, so we damn sure ain't giving up on him.
That's so cute.
Really would have landed had you said it right.
I know.
The first
time. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And I cried reading the story this morning. Yeah. And I'm almost there now.
You prepped that early. Oh, gosh, I need to get better.
Aaron literally found her story 18 seconds ago.
Okay.
Aaron, I'm going to trust you.
All right.
Go for it.
A bus driver.
You son of a.
No, I found a different one. 8-year-old Emerson, I don't know how to say your last name, so Emerson, has always loved pickles. We get along so well, Emerson gorgeous. And I. Cause we are pickle fanatics. Yeah. Yes. And during her stay at Boston Children's Hospital, that love turned into a special experience that made her time in the hospital a little bit brighter. Oh. Her doctor, to help kind of make things a little easier, a little more fun, helped teach her how to make pickles.
Shut up.
So they have...
Like he's saving her life and he's teaching her pickling.
They have so many different types of pickles.
Sorry, my bad.
Okay.
I just assumed it was a doctor. Sorry. Okay. It's Feel Good Friday, and
Bring
I'm just
back.
Trying so hard.
Bring it back.
Do you remember the, it's a riddle where it's like, a guy and his son are in a car accident, and the guy dies, and then they take the son to the hospital, and the surgeon comes out and goes, I can't operate on him. He's my son. And everybody goes, how's that possible? And nobody gets it. They're like, what? The surgeon's a girl? What?
Yeah, I've heard it's that. Just a,
sorry. It's Feel Good Friday.
They now have a culinary program at the hospital to their simple goal is to bring a little bit of joy to kids facing medical challenges.
That's beautiful.
Mm. Have a pickle for Emerson today.
Mm. I'm gonna.
Yeah.
It's Pickle Friday. My story is about a bus driver in Kentucky, and suck it, Aaron, I saw it first.
Feel Good Friday.
You're gonna feel good! Has his regular route, picked up a kid who's always smiling, but today the kid was not smiling.
Oh.
And he was like, what's going on, buddy? And he said, it's pajama day, and I don't have any pajamas.
Mm.
So he took the kid to school along with the other screaming rugrats, and then he drove to the dollar store, bought pajamas, and took them back to the school.
Oh,
so
really?
This kid could have PJ. Day.
Wow.
That's cute.
I cried this morning when I read that story.
You found it 20 seconds ago.
I found it this morning. And then Aaron ruined it for me because I have so much vindiction in my heart
feel
right
good.
Now. It's feel good. He doesn't realize it. He has no idea.
No.
What?
He's immune.
You don't know what, like, okay, here's what goes on in this room. Songs are playing, TX running back and forth, answering calls. Aaron's like scheduling music for 6 weeks from now. Everybody's doing something else. I sit here, I'm pouring myself a nice Chianti. And then sometimes we're like, oh, coming up in a few minutes, let's talk about the new thing with the Broncos. Let's talk about, like, whatever. Let's talk about, like, but at this particular moment, as sometimes happens, we don't all know what we're going to talk about right now.
Yeah.
But I know because I'm talking.
Yes.
I know exactly what we're going to talk about. Here's the weird thing. So does Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Which leaves me. I have no idea. What are we
doing? And the irony of the whole thing, the irony of you being in the dark, I was a little hesitant. Yes, I said it like that. To do this on the air. And you just proved that this has to be done on
it
the
is
air.
Very necessary.
What?
It is.
What?
What did you just try to hand us before we went on the air? What did you just try to hand us?
Some medication.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It's a nose spray.
It is a dark day, and I'm going to say this. Okay.
No drip?
I will say...
Nasal spray?
4 years, I have done one of two things. Mm-hmm. I have cut T-Hack down.
Yes.
Probably because he's so cool, and so, like, he's got a great life, great marriage, great everything. And so, like, sometimes... The personality trait of mine is like,
you don't want to see anyone else
just,
be happy.
Yeah, I just gotta like beat him like a baby harp seal, right? And just like, taint that beautiful white fur. Just, or I spend a lot of time talking about how great he is because I've kind of turned a new leaf and I'm like, no, he's a great.
Which listeners are texting in saying that you have never done that.
It's not true. Oh my God, I've said it so much lately.
Yes.
I've blown so much sunshine. You just aren't listening closely enough.
And like, you say it a lot off air. As well. Mm-hmm. So I'm just putting that out
in
there,
like,
as well.
The closed back rooms of like, when no one's
where there's
around.
No microphones or recording equipment allowed.
Turn the light off.
It doesn't give me a great deal of pleasure to say I was right all along. There is a flaw in the system, a ghost in the machine. There's a problem. He's not perfect and he's far from it. You, sir, you don't get it. You have an addiction problem.
My oh my, how the turntables
have turned. Hey.
Do I?
Do you? And here's the thing. Text into 303-222-5423 and guess what his addiction is. And no, it doesn't rhyme with schmolvers.
Yeah, now that we could have a talk about.
Or schmurpees. He just spent 10 minutes going like, sometimes I just stare at the Slurpee machine. I think we need to do a whole break of just like, Tack, why don't you walk us through a typical Saturday.
That was off the air.
He literally is like, you ever just stand there and watch the Slurpee machine? I'm like, no, why would I?
Much like a Slurpee machine, full circle. It was a lot.
That's so weird.
Are you guys helping me or what? What's that? What's going
Here's
on
Here's what it is. We learned recently, we were all at an event, and we were kind of scraping by. There was health problems for each of us, but we had to muscle through.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that day that you're like, yeah, man, I'm on like day 20 of this nasal spray thing. And
I'm still congested.
It kind of piqued my interest and Aaron's and some other people around there because there were medical professionals around. And they're like, that's not Afrin, is it? bro.
To which I said, I don't know, which is probably not a good answer.
We're making light of this, but again, please text into 303-222-5423 if you're an Afrin person. Dude, it's really bad for you.
Is it? It's just,
it's really good for a temporary relief of something going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
You're
which I'm congested. You can hear me in my voice.
How many days in are you?
This is day two.
Okay.
The second day.
If this was like a week ago when you were on day 20, you go through longer than you
I go,
use it for
I like, do like 2 days, but then I took like a week off at least because I didn't need it. Because I didn't,
when
I wasn't
you take
congested.
It for 2 days, how often do you take it?
Twice during the day, usually, and then once. Sometimes I'll do it right
before
bed.
How many times is recommended, T-Hack?
Well, that's, okay. Now,
how many times is recommended, T-Hack?
It says twice a day. Uh-huh. 2 to 3 sprays, which would be a total of 6 sprays a day. Now, I do it 3 times a day, but I only do 2 sprays each time, so I'm still at 6 sprays a day.
Oh,
so you can't, you're going to have to take it out of my hands.
Real quick, where always forget this. I know you went to school in Iowa, but where did you get your physician's, where'd you get your doctorate? Where'd you get your medical license from?
I did
to go to say, oh, I get to rechange their dosing from 2 to 3 a day to that's a total of 6 and I can divide it. I could do 6 one-hitters.
Yes. I didn't get a doctor, but I did learn to read. It was at Burlington Notre Dame Elementary School.
You don't get to just change their dosage. They're saying 6, but only 2 times a day. And you're like, no, but I'm going to do the 6 and I'm going to divide it up anyway.
Prolonged or excessive use of nasal decongestant Afrin or the off-brand one that you are using. Yeah. Which still
don't
has...
Don't bring me down. Oh, you can't even afford the real stuff.
No, I'm just saying it still has the...
Yeah, what does it say?
Oxymetazoline or whatever leads to a cycle where more frequent and higher doses of the spray are needed to achieve the initial level of congestion relief.
It's called chasing the dragon, baby.
You are there, buddy.
I'm sorry. Is that what is? Have we decided buddy's the way to get through on this one?
It's coming across condescending. I would maybe rethink it.
No, because you're an addict.
I'm not an addict. Clearly, you can hear in my voice, I am stuffed up. I use this when I'm stuffed up. And it works. It works wonders.
Yeah, but you're having to take more and more. You're changing the dosage. You're changing the recommended dosage.
Yep.
Are you telling me that the heroin dude down there is like, well, the doctor said I could have it while I was there. He's like, now I'm going to try it in the park. Like, you're...
It was very awkward when we ran into somebody else who said they struggled with a problem with this exact thing.
A full-blown...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they were hospitalized or something. It was like they had to get over
a genuine... Yes.
It was a genuine addiction.
Yes.
And I said... I need to do this. Turn around or something.
And you did. You shot up in front of that person.
It's my last resort to try to sound... To breathe. I'm not addicted. Come on. I could quit like next week if I wanted.
What do we say? What if Aaron and I...
Who would have thought out of all the interventions we should have on this show that I would be first?
Let us hold it. Let us just hold your... How many shots have you had today?
I've had 2 in each nostril.
What about you, slacker?
Let me hold it! I just found out that Tiek doesn't like me.
Really?
You just found out?
Rumor's been going around for a while. Yeah, it's...
Yeah. Okay.
You don't... I don't see you as one of these people.
You don't?
No.
You're sadly mistaken.
I thought so much higher of you.
There's a story out. If you don't realize it, I watched some videos today. Not of this.
Okay.
But in the wheelhouse. Robots are coming, people. Robots are... there's got to be different words. Robots...
They're on their way.
There is this Japanese, I think, robot that, like, I watched all these videos about that, like, people are hiring as a butler. I mean, and it's like wearing a turtleneck and stuff. The face is just like... looks like they're in Daft Punk. It's like a helmet.
Oh. So,
no, they don't put a face on it. Because I don't know if you want to...
That'd be weird. I don't...
On just the one who's serving you coffee and stuff, I don't think you want a face on it.
No.
Because what if you don't like the... Like, then you hire... It's like, can I get a different face?
Yeah, but isn't the helmet's kind of scarier, I think. Like, to be walking around your house and stuff?
Yeah, but you've seen Benchwarmers, right?
Benchwarmer? Have I?
The baseball movie with...
is that Johnny
Napoleon
Knoxville?
Dynamite? No, it's got... It's like that whole group of people. Okay.
And there's a robot in it?
Yeah, the servant. He's a robot servant. And like, he's this old man looking dude. And
oh, yeah, yeah, I have seen that. I don't remember. Those guys, yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen that.
I'd rather have a helmet than that guy, yeah.
And then maybe just with the Wally eyes that come on sometimes. Or not Wally, but like, what's her name?
Eva.
Yeah, like those kind of eyes. It could make some expressions for you or whatever, but not just, I don't want a face. I don't want like expressions all the time. This thing just walking around, like the guy's walking in with groceries and then the robot comes out and he just hands him the groceries and he just takes them. It's just like this dutiful, it could just help you with a lot of stuff in your house.
Really?
But the next level of that is you can sleep with them.
Hmm.
Okay. But so then I would want a face.
Mm.
I think you...
I don't want to sleep with him, so I don't want either.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm with Aaron on this.
Here's the thing. Well, because you have a wife, and Aaron has... Like, girls can sleep with somebody whenever they want.
Yeah.
Yeah. A robotic-faced guy, yeah.
No, but I'm just like, some of us can't sleep with somebody when... Like, there's nothing... I don't... So... most people would be okay with their partner sleeping with one. Like if you were dating a man from London,
yeah,
and it's a long distance relationship, do you want him to have his needs unfulfilled? Or would you rather him sleep with someone else? Or would you rather him sleep with a robot?
Just me. Is that not an option?
Like, you're not there. You're not there.
But that's, we agreed to be long distance. That's part of it.
Right. Right.
Yeah. We could talk on the phone. We could FaceTime. Yeah. Like, there's other ways that we could.
But so she can have a Bob. I'm not trying to be graphic.
You can have toys. That's fine.
This is just really.
That's nice toy. But it's not.
Because it's not a person.
It is as close to a person as you can get.
It's not that close to a person.
Then why do you want to it? It's not that close. I don't understand. It seems weird to me.
If AHAC was like, I've always wanted to do this, you would like, is that cheating to you?
If she said she's always wanted to...
If she was like, the neighbor's got one, and they're letting me borrow it.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, they run it to the car wash or
ew.
Something. It's got the triple foam. No, I mean...
I would be...
The attachments are probably your own. You're like... Okay.
I would be uncomfortable with it, yeah. I don't like that at all.
Would you... And you'd be uncomfortable if I did it. Even though...
Yeah, I think anyone who wants to do it is a little... A little weird in my book. I find it odd if you have that.
Have you seen Lars
here.
On the Real Girl?
No, I haven't.
Oh my gosh.
Is that Ryan Gosling?
Yeah. Finally, movies that I've seen that you guys haven't.
I've heard of it. I get that one. And isn't there one with Joaquin too, where he's, is that her?
Joaquin's in love with the voice.
Okay.
He's in love with Scarlett Johansson, the AI voice.
Hmm. But Ryan Gosling, it's a real robot in that movie?
Well,
that
it's a doll.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's just a relations doll. It doesn't move or anything.
I just view... Maybe I'm wrong. I'd love to texters 303-222-5423. I view it as like you are not able to have as much relations as you want, right? So this is not a solve to that problem.
Yes, it is.
This is a temporary band-aid that in the long run, I think will make the problem way worse.
Yeah.
Because you end up, now you're obsessed with a doll who does not love you back, who does not reciprocate any of the
It's kind of like dating and how the dating apps have ruined everything because everything is too convenient now.
It's not all that convenient, but I get it.
All right.
No, okay, so...
Even the doll.
Dolls get more swipe time. I don't mean to sound pathetic, but I'm just saying, like, if it's... I am really trying to keep this completely PG, so I'm going to.
Okay.
But it's like, if you're a guy and you have some alone... Like, you probably have zero alone time at this point, Tiak. Like... Relations alone time but if most married men have relations alone time,
okay,
like just
I'm with you, yeah,
me, myself, and Irene, that's just us in like getting after it. What difference does it make what accoutrement I use for that instance?
Okay, I'm gonna try to keep it PG too. Sorry, I said earlier.
Yeah, it's a little late, man.
I think if you're doing that, there's a different vibe to it. There's a need being met and fulfilled versus a like I'm enjoying this, I look forward to this, it's not just like I'm trying to get something done.
But don't you
Does
think
that make sense? Do you get what I'm
when
saying?
A female uses any of her accoutrement, it's the same? Like if they're allowed bells and whistles, we should be allowed bells and whistles. And to that point, men are very much more visual. I think we can agree.
Yeah. Okay.
Because women can find their way to sleeping with even the ugliest among us.
Hear, hear.
Right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like, and just so our tools might need to look a little more, not helmet, but like the whole thing.
And I think that's a lie. I don't think you need all that.
How did Ryan Gosling do it in the movie?
Hold on. We need to take a break. I got to cancel a delivery.
Okay.
Ew. Tiak left the room for a second and you came back just in the nick of time because the song was fading.
Oh, no.
This has nothing to do with you, dude. This has nothing to do with you. You're fine. Good. You're in good shape.
All right, good. Yeah. Who are we getting?
Every day. So a little backstory to the show, and we do this every once in a while. You know what we haven't done in a long time? We haven't done Ask Us Anything.
We haven't.
Like, if you have questions for us, we should do that one day.
We should. That'd
like, you
good.
Can send in your... If you want to text in any question in the world to 303-222-5423, we'll compile a list.
Yeah.
And in a few days, we'll just do Ask Us Anything.
Yeah.
We'll put it up. We'll put a post up on Insta and stuff.
Yep.
And you can ask us anything in the world. And we'll... I mean, you can't ask us our salaries or our addresses. Like, there's just things we're contractually obligated and also just morally we don't want to answer.
Mm-hmm.
But like...
99% of things we'll answer.
We'll just answer. Yep. But so anyway, the backstory on what I'm about to say is there's just... We pull together all these different things we've seen on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of have it to look at. And sometimes the song is running out, and we're like, wait, we didn't even decide what we're going to talk about next.
Mm-hmm.
As you can tell, we don't really know what we're doing from moment to moment.
Or I'm running back into the room.
Correct. you were just doing, I don't know what you're doing in the other room, but that's fine. Literally, earlier today, Tiak left while people were trying to call. He was like, I got to pee. And like, just left people just... Doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's a section that we have every day in that document that we produce that's all the things that we never even look at. Mm-hmm. And it's called what you would make a meme out of. It's like character development questions. It's like these questions you should just ask to
random
think about.
Thoughtful questions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
and there's
okay.
a question on here. Like, we never even look at it. I just pull it into our prep thing every day, and we've never done any of this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Development.
Right. Well,
who wants that?
It just gives you an insight into your like one of the questions on here today is, what would you do if you weren't afraid of judgment? If you literally gave zero craps about anything, like, what's the first thing you would do if you didn't care? I would learn to dance.
I love that for you.
But I will never do it because I am afraid of judgment.
On.
I would go take a dance class. Like, our friend from Children's has a friend who like teaches dance and he's fabulous. Is his name Jeff? I think his name's Jeff.
I think so.
Fabulous dude.
My name is Jeff.
Great dancer. And we were at a Live at Five one time and we stayed late for Home Slice, and Home Slice can like play songs for you to cut up. And he took me out on the dance floor and was like trying to show me things. Nope. And the whole time I'm like, don't make me do this because everyone's looking at me.
No one's looking at you.
Oh, yeah, they were. Home Slice was looking at me. And they got a girl lead singer who's so hot. Ugh. No, so like that was, what would you do?
I honestly don't know because I feel like I don't.
You do the things. You don't care if people judge you.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do. I totally do. But I'm still going to do what I want to do.
Like a long time ago, Tiak had one and then he overcame it. You were like, if I didn't think anybody judged me, I'd wear pearls.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
And you did. And I was like, get after it, son.
Yeah, and I got some comments, and haven't brought them back out since.
But, no, but who cares?
No, but you're in the same vein. I was thinking I would paint my nails. That's the other one that I've never...
Paint your damn nails, son.
No, everyone else looks so cool with it. They have tattoos and stuff.
You would look cool
stuff.
Today with it.
I just...
Yeah, you got the look.
Yeah.
You got a look going that the nails... You'd go black, right?
Yeah, I would go black. But
one of my favorite guitarists of all time, Nuno Bettencourt, always has his nails painted. Mm-hmm. He looks so dope. Playing like fast guitar solos with it.
It's there's a way where it's like they're painted black, but they're not perfect because you got to kind of look like they're
warm.
No,
you're overthinking it.
Okay.
Just paint them.
I can't.
Okay. Well, we're going to think of one for you. Here's the one I read when you were out of the room and sprinting in the room.
Okay.
And this is an interesting question. If you... It's going to make sense why this sticks in a room with you not in it. If you were brutally murdered...
Okay.
Which is something, here's another little backstory to the show. I think Aaron thinks about this all the time.
I do.
If you were brutally murdered, would you be okay with people watching a documentary about it for their entertainment?
Yes.
And while you were still out of the room, I asked this question out loud and she's like, I've actually thought about this a lot. And I was like, huh?
What?
I have thought about it a lot because I watch so many that...
You want it to be about you.
No, not at
you.
No,
don't
no.
want to be brutally murdered, but if you were.
Because I enjoy murder documentaries, true crime stuff. So if I enjoy it, I know that there's a bunch of other people who enjoy it. There's a whole clan of us.
You want to keep feeding, you
want to
be
compost. Yeah, I want people to have enjoyment out of it. But also, I think it would be so funny if they like interviewed Rachel and Melina. And instead of being like, you know, tell us about Erin, she lit up the room when she walked in. Just be like, she was a bitch. Everyone hated her.
She wasn't surprised that she was brutally murdered.
Exactly. Just,
the surprise was so how long it took.
Good. That's what I want.
This is one of those weird moments. We were supposed to talk about this and then we haven't, and now we're almost out of time. I found out something recently about one of the cast members of the Slacker show that's sort of off-putting.
Well, that could be any of us.
And they're missing a chunk of their life, and it's something that we have to fix.
That could be any of us.
I know. But it's something specific to the next holiday coming up. Still don't remember? I mean, Aaron, what's the next holiday?
Do you want to wear my wig?
No,
you want
I'm me not to gonna wear your stupid.
Then what is it?
But I mean, if it's St. Patrick's Day, do you think there's anything on the planet that you haven't done as it relates to St. Patrick's Day?
Probably not.
Have you?
You know what?
Have
actually,
you slept with a leprechaun? Check. Well, have you? I mean, like you've done. Have you drank green beer? Check.
That's the one thing that I think I have not done, and because I can't.
I wonder unless, if we can get you a stem. I wonder if Stem Ciders are one of the cider
or like
companies.
Holidaylee. Fantastic gluten-free beer.
Oh, really?
There's actually in the tech center, there's like a little, yeah. So I wonder if I can do that.
Tiak?
Yeah.
Anything you want to say?
No, I'm still waiting. No, I'm not. You're talking about me.
You've literally.
I haven't done anything.
We were talking. It was like, what should we do for St. Patty's Day?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Do people listen on St. Patty in the afternoon? Will we be talking to humans? Or will everybody.
I don't know, because. St. Patrick's Day itself is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, so like the parade is Saturday and everybody's, wah, and the drinking will be hardcore on Saturday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's, I've been a part of St. Patrick's Day.
You've been the DJ at Brothers when they were still downtown.
Yep. And I'd be there all day. It's like a really long, that and opening day are the
Did
two
I come
like
by
really
there,
big.
What,
I think that was maybe opening day when you were there.
Yeah. But it's I was like, obnoxious and came into the DJ booth. I hate it when that happens. I don't ever want to be that guy. I'm sorry I did that.
Why?
I don't. It's just that's obnoxious, cred. Dude. No, it's obnoxious. Like,
everyone, this is Slacker.
No,
I know him.
No,
he's here.
So
he's behind the DJ booth.
I do.
And I'm just back there. I'm like, hey, why don't you play Bruno Mars?
I told you I knew him.
Would you play like, I don't know, Dropkick Murphys?
I have a whole folder of all that stuff. Yeah, okay. Dropkick Murphys for sure. And then I don't.
You
even
have
remember.
A St. Patty's folder?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and it's I would all coded, love to look at it.
I coded them green so that when you put them up, the little record is green, so you know it's
that's cute.
Like a couple years ago, I went out with a friend on St. Patrick's Day. It's one of those things. I've gone out and drank on a billion of them, and Irish songs are, as we know, and that's either a fiddle or something, just like doing that melody.
Yeah.
That year, this person sings. I found out all those songs have words, and this person knows all of them. It was the weirdest thing. They're just like, oh, I love this one. And like, and you're like, what the, what? Who, do you know the words?
Oh, absolutely.
What?
What? I didn't know it had words.
All of them have words. It's bizarre. And then there's bands that just go from bar to bar.
Mm-hmm.
They're like just marching up the street and then they just walk in and then everyone's like, and then you sing along with them. I'm like, wow, what are, okay.
Those are great when you're DJing because then you take a little break. You're like, good. Okay.
Explain to me when you would have learned those words.
I honestly don't know. It's just.
Because if you learned them on St. Patrick's Day, you're drunk. Like, I've never learned anything that day.
I've taken steps backwards every day.
I'm just really curious where, like, us non-Irish people, I got a little Irish in me, but, like, how would I know that?
I think it's just because growing up Irish dancing, I would go on stage with the elders and dance with them, and I don't know, I would just listen to Irish music more frequently.
Okay.
And well, so I would just learn it.
I'm sorry, this is a dumb question. Are the words... They're not in English, right?
They are
in English. Okay. Yeah.
Well, you grab her and you kiss her and you're like, what the what? And they're all just like fun drinking. You grab your ass and you spin her around and you're, it's just like, what the, I couldn't sing a single word, but I was just like, I watched her start singing and I was like, how are you doing that? Are you making this up? Because it was like watching a white girl freestyle rap because they're all so fast.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
They're smoking fast. And then I'm like, oh my God, everybody knows the words. How is this happening?
It seems like you'd want something a little slower as the green beer is flowing. Oh, no. You're like, let me give me.
He's like,
my feet moving.
Wow.
Okay, so all that being said, Tiak has never, ever in his life, now we know you've never Irish danced. You don't know the words to any of the songs.
Guilty.
You've never put corned beef in your mouth.
No, I haven't. In fact, if you had a plate of it in front of me, I wouldn't know what it was. I don't think I've ever even seen it in my life.
Wow.
You're from Iowa. Dude, corned beef. Corn. Yeah. Corned beef. Corn.
Uh-huh.
Beef. Corned.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Beef.
Yeah. One more time. What do you think?
Iowa.
Yes.
Corn.
Okay.
Duh.
Yeah.
Beef.
Oh, God. We have all those. We
you
do.
You do.
I'm with you.
Why? So.
I don't know.
I wanted to make it my mission for you this year, Aaron and I, to take you out somewhere before the show, after the show, or even during the show on St. Patrick's Day if people are out. But if it's going to be a crap show, I don't want to go. But where would we go to get you shepherd's pie? We used to go to Fadeau. I mean, Fadeau just had
I used to dance there, and one of my friends, their mom was the fiddle player. Oh, man. It was a ball.
And their shepherd's pie was...
Yeah. Oh. I miss Fadeau's.
You would like shepherd's pie. Do you like mashed potatoes?
I do. Yeah.
It's basically just all the food you didn't eat all week shoved into mashed potatoes, and then you bake it in the oven.
Every culture has a version
of
that.
It's like feijoada in Brazil. It's goulash in America.
It's called, the mess in the Midwest. Just throw it all in.
Yeah, it's some sort of casserole. It's like, oh, we didn't use all the ribs. Just cut them off the bone and put them in with the thing.
No, I have not been a big St. Patrick's Day guy. We're not Irish. I don't know if that... But the most I've spent like with St. Patrick's Day, I remember I was like 16 probably... And our assistant basketball coach owned the Irish bar in town. And so he got me and my buddy, and he was like, hey, do you guys want to work tonight? I'll pay you. And you just pick up all the bottles, like just do the grunt work stuff.
Nice.
And we're like, sure. Awesome. We'll make some money. Like, that'd be great. And then he goes, he pulled us aside when we got there, and he goes, look, might get crazy tonight. If you boys happen to see some women take their shirts off, don't tell your mothers. And so now we're like,
yes, let's go!
And it ended up being the most disappointing night of my life
because
that didn't happen. Yeah.
Here's what
maybe this year?
Okay.
Anyone?
So here's what I want to do. Please text, where do we get corned beef and cabbage? Can we get it before St. Patrick's Day?
Mm-hmm.
Or do we have to wait till Monday?
Yeah, what? Yeah. Where?
Corned beef and cabbage, shepherd's pie. Text right now, 303-222-5423. And then... if you want, if they say Saturday, then we'll meet downtown, have corned beef. We'll make our Bead Me signs.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah, BJ and Jamie, they're in the parade.
Yeah, they're in the parade. And we'll get some stuff. We'll get some beads. And then with those beads, you go up to girls and you say.
Okay, yeah, full circle.
I got a story of somebody who brought food to a knife fight. And
smart.
You'll be surprised who won. No, as their weapon.
Oh.
Oh.
Wasn't just as an observer, not bringing a charcuterie board.
Can I borrow your knife?
I have a story about a guy who got the finger, but it's actually a happy ending.
I don't like where this is going.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is out of Tacoma, Washington.
I believe the Tacoma accent. Maybe Forrest Gump.
There's been a mystery.
He's from Alabama, no?
He is. Oh, he was from Alabama.
Greensboro.
Greensboro.
Which doesn't actually exist. Fun fact. Anyway, sorry, T-Hack. Yeah.
The more you know. We need that sound effect.
None of that had anything to do with my story.
Okay, sorry.
There's a mystery going on in Washington because somebody found a finger in their driveway.
What?
Somebody found a finger and they're like, hey, I got 10. Whose is this?
What?
So they've called the police. They handed the finger over and said, hey, if anyone's looking for it.
You fingered the police?
I guess, yeah.
All right.
But good news.
Good news.
A person has come forward and said, that's my finger. You got my finger. Could you give me my finger back?
You just came.
Yeah. And they said, prove it.
Watch this.
Yeah. So, yeah, he had lost multiple fingers while, quote, messing around with some fireworks, end quote.
And
his finger ended up in the next neighborhood over, and they found it.
Shut up!
Next neighborhood!
Yeah, he got it back, though. He got it back!
Okay.
Oh, finger needed vacation.
All right.
Take some time off.
You don't have any...
No. It's all too dirty, so I'm just going to stay away.
Let's just... Leave it right there.
Yep, there you go.
My story comes out of the UK. Bob up to the Queen, mate.
Hello.
Hello. Erin.
I was waiting for T-Hack because he's. I like it. It's my favorite.
It ain't you to talk English. Why are you talking all like you're from America? Anyway, a guy goes into a grocery store. It's a packed grocery store. Lots of customers and children and whatnot.
Bugger.
And he got out a knife and he said, "This here is a robbery. I'm about to rob you of everything you got. Everything." The clerk was having none of it. They grabbed themselves a big jug of Caesar salad dressing. And like sprayed him down. Oh, wow. And he was like, "This sucks," and he left. Okay. He ended the robbery. He's
British food is terrible.
And mate, he brought a knife and he got beat by salad dressing. It's the most British thing I've ever heard happening.
Yeah.
Fortunately for the police, they were able to follow a trail of salad dressing and they busted him trying to clean himself up. He was like, okay. "Bugger."
He was like, "Hello,
hello." All right, that's it. We're done for today. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show, featuring T-Hack and Erin. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.